Mike Schaefer.
Who?
Mike Schaefer.
Who? Mike
Schaefer. Schaefer.
My album. Who is Mike
Schaefer?
My album. Who is Mike
Schaefer?
Mike Schaefer, Nebraska 24/7 Sports.
Man, all of us media people look so dumb right now. I've used Colt now twice on your show.
You got one more and you're out, all right? Mike Schaefer's my guest, Nebraska 24/7 Sports.
Gentlemen, I think you're going to be a little disappointed with my lack of great basketball knowledge.
Come on, man. I paid my $10. I want to see the 3-4. I want to see the Goldberg in the middle of that line.
Mike Schaefer, Nebraska 24/7 Sports.
If you had to start a team and you could get peak era Hershey Hawkins or peak era LeBron James, I'm going to lean a little bit towards Thirsty Hawkins.
Right.
Mike Schaefer, Huskers Illustrated, Nebraska 24/7 Sports.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you, Nick.
Let's bring him in. Schaefer, did you enjoy your 4 days of March Madness, my friend?
Yeah, I mean, I did. It was a
little uneventful.
I don't know. Is it fair to say it's a little lackluster?
I mean, it's more than fair. I mean, we had one buzzer beater and chalk prevail. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that game made up for a lot.
Yeah.
And the finish was incredible. And, I mean, Johnny Dawkins' speech, I don't know if you had a chance to see that afterwards. I mean, that was as raw and as real as anything, I think. You know, a lot of sports and a lot of media and a lot of it feels fake, but you see something like that, it just hits. It hits hard. And, I mean, that was a great game. But outside of that, and outside of, you know, Maryland coming back and really probably should have beat LSU but not closing out the deal, it just felt like Saturday and Sunday, which are normally full of pretty good games, weren't doing much for me. And then really Thursday and Friday was kind of, you know, a yawn fest. So I'm hopeful that means all the good stuff is coming with all of these teams still around.
I have a hard time thinking that the matchups that we have coming up are going to be blowouts. Like, I don't know if they're going to be buzzer beaters, but you know what I mean? Like, I just have a hard time going across all of these games and saying this team's going to blow this team out. So I think we're due for some pretty good, compelling games.
I hope so. Do you have a favorite one? I think for me, the way that Florida State just dismantled.
Man, I'm nervous.
Which I thought was going to be a much closer game. I think, and I might be crazy, I think Gonzaga is the most talented team in the country.
Yeah.
And that includes Duke.
Yeah.
And so I really do think that this is a Gonzaga team unlike any other that has a really good shot at winning a title, and obviously the most talented teams don't, but that's a really good Florida State team they meet in the third game, and that's probably the game I'm most excited for.
Yeah, because I picked Gonzaga to win it all, and I've thought they're the best team in the country all year, but man, that Florida State team is the real deal. So that game's going to be great. I mean, what I think the Texas Tech-Michigan game is going to be great. Like, you just – I don't know. There aren't too many games where I'm not all that interested.
Is the first team to 50 in Texas Tech Michigan going to win?
45. First team to 45 is congratulations. You're going to the Elite Eight. That's pretty much what it's going to look like.
You're going to earn your points.
Oh boy, are you? Real quick before we get to some football talk, you know, now that the season's officially over for Nebraska basketball. Are you interested in, like, the reviewing the season, or are you kind of like, all right, what's coming up? You know, like, because it does kind of feel like we've been building to this point for the better part of a year of, like, what is going to ultimately happen with Tim Miles in Nebraska and then the future of this program?
Yeah, I don't know if there's a lot of need to review the year because we sort of have done it as the year is going on. I mean, think about all the weird stuff and the takes. And remember, there was a time when Nebraska losing to Texas Tech was a travesty.
Travesty.
Yeah. Three seed.
Right.
A three seed in the NCAA tournament going to the Sweet 16 and has a fair shot at getting back to the Elite Eight. So I think that, you know, as is normal now with Nebraska basketball, we just analyze it and discuss it and really over-discuss it so much, and we did a lot this year. I'm done with that. I'm looking forward to what I assume is going to be still today an announcement, and then from there, we'll see what happens next. I mean, and I could be wrong. It could be later this week, but you have to announce something.
I think.
I mean, there has to be a statement that follows up the previous statement. Otherwise, that first statement was never going to get made.
Right. Don't you think by tomorrow we're going to hear something, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's today still, but I don't know. I mean, you look at the timeline of Mike Riley, like that was done by early Saturday morning.
Right.
The game was Friday afternoon. And I understand that the team is coming back from Dallas, and you have to give them time to get back and all of that. But, I mean, look, we're all adults. Everybody knows where this thing is headed. I would be surprised if you really need to take another day to go with
it. I agree.
I don't know what that
I don't
necessarily accomplishes either way, but I guess my curiosity makes it so that I'm ready to see this thing one way or the other get announced and move on.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. Mike Schaefer is my guest. As we enter into the kind of the second stanza of spring football, I mean, I feel like we're going to blink, and before you know it, the spring game's going to be here.
Please.
I mean, it's funny. I was talking to Bishop the other day. It feels like, and in some ways, I think this is a good thing, because I always feel like when you struggle to find a whole bunch of storylines to talk about in the spring, that's maybe a good thing with kind of what's happening with your program. Because the reality is there are storylines, but they're kind of the storylines that can only get settled in the season, you know? Is that kind of where you're at with how you're kind of assessing spring football at this point?
Yeah, I get where you're going with that, for sure. I think for me, a lot of it is that you just don't anticipate things are going to be solved when you see the team play on April 13th. And this, you know, I'm not the hype man for the spring game, so people might be a little disappointed when they hear this, but I don't think you're going to walk away from that day knowing more than you did going into it. I mean, you might see a recharged Jalen Bradley, and that might excite you. You might see Miles Jones or Wandale Robinson do something, and that's going to show you what the future could look like. But more than anything, you're not going to have answers as to this offensive line, because there's still a big piece in Bryce Benhart who might have a lot to say with it. I don't think they're going to have their center spot figured out. You're not going to know infinitely more about Tony Tuioti than you did from what you've read in articles. So I think in a way, you're right with the idea of a ho-hum spring kind of means that they're humming along as to where they want to be. I mean, there's no giant big picture thing. And honestly, so much of that just stems from they have the most important position settled, and that's quarterback. And the calming effect of having a guy that literally everyone agrees, yeah, he's really good, and you just sort of feel like there's going to be the natural progression that comes out of it.
Right. How have you, and again, this is where it's like, how have you heard the transition's gone for Cam Jurgens?
Will Farniok was talking about it today. I wasn't over listening to Greg Austin. I know Brian Christopherson's
yep.
going to have something on that. I guess, you know, Jurgens spent the entire spring break week back around Nebraska just working on stuff and trying to get extra reps. And Farniok said that, you know, he's a center himself, and he's just so impressed with the athleticism of Cam Jurgens that he really thinks it's going to aid his friend in that transition. Those two guys are pretty close. They got to know each other in 2015 at the first ever Friday Night Lights camp. I mean, they're the two people out of that camp that really ended up at Nebraska, and there's an interesting story there as they now end up both at the center spot. So I'm really intrigued if Jurgens can make this big of a move this quickly. I know he's still got to be able to prove that he can stay healthy. That's been an issue for him. I don't know how fair that is to say, because it's not like it's been the same thing. And it's been kind of flukish, the different injuries he's dealt with. But if he's able to be healthy and he's able to get those reps, I mean, that athleticism could be the kind of thing that sets him apart from Hunter Miller and Will Farniok.
By the way, any big names for spring game visitors that people need to know about right now, at least?
You're going to get Xavier Watts. You're going to get some guys that are going to be stopping by. I know there's a defensive lineman from California who's a 3- or 4-star, and I'm blanking on his name. They do have Nash Hutmacher coming in the week before April 6th for the first ever official visit in the spring. So that's unique and interesting. He's a 4-star lineman from South Dakota. He's a real big guy, 6'5", 300-some pounds, nose tackle. He is going to be one of the top targets that Nebraska has all year, so they really want to maximize that visit. You got an interesting receiver coming in tomorrow, and Muhsin Muhammad III, the son of Muhsin Muhammad, the wide receiver that you might remember from the Panthers or the Bears, spent 14 years in the NFL, 11,000 yards. His son's coming out for a visit. That's pretty interesting. Jordan Simmons, a running back from Georgia, told me he's going to be up this week. There's a linebacker, Quandavius Robinson. He's going to be out this week as well. He's a four-star linebacker. He's got Alabama, Auburn. He's from the Alabama area. Would be a huge get for your pass rush. But the spring game visitors themselves, it hasn't really blown up yet. But they've had a really nice run of visitors coming in this spring overall.
Yeah, it's, I mean, the visitors for the spring game, is that not all that big of a deal?
It is. It's a great opportunity to have people in, and we've seen, you know, they've had, like, Michael Lynn came in for the spring game last year, and nobody was really talking about him because they had so many other visitors. Well, Michael Lynn turned out to be a commitment in their class that, you know, frankly, if you talk with Scott Frost and Greg Austin, they're really excited about that guy. So there's always that opportunity that people are going to be visiting that maybe don't sit as high on the scale, or they're not the superstar type names like the Brandon Radley Hiles of a couple years ago, but they still, you know, they still can be in this class. So I certainly expect they're going to have a number of people here. It just may not be the sort of names that necessarily move the needle for the casual fan.
Gotcha. Mike Schaefer, Huskers 24/7 Sports. Schaefer, awesome stuff as always, man. We're getting closer and closer to the spring game. So you better be getting ready.
To the spring game, to Game of Thrones,
everything. Everything.
I think we turned the corner.
I think we're getting ready. We're getting ready for life to regain some meaning for everyone. You know, that's hey, I'm excited. I mean, I'm heading to Fort Worth for the Creighton and TCU, and I packed shorts and a t-shirt. You have any idea how good that felt to like pull out like khaki shorts? When's the last time you wore like khaki shorts? I mean, it's amazing, right?
I was down in Phoenix at the beginning of the month. I was down at spring training at a bachelor party, and just walking around wearing shorts, I just felt like a million bucks.
I can't wait.
I mean, my legs were blinding anybody in the radio, but I felt good.
I'm telling you, I look good. The first thing I do when I get to Fort Worth is I'm going to put on shorts and t-shirt and just go walk around outside and just strut my stuff.
Yeah.
So you just know I got that going for me. Okay?
It was like a 2-mile walk from our hotel to downtown or to the ASU campus, and it was like the best experience of the whole trip.
Can't wait! I love it.
You're walking around. It's like a 65-degree day. I'm like spinning and pointing at people. Like,
yes.
Real cool guy.
That's exactly how I'm going to be a little bit later on today. I cannot wait. Schaefer, good stuff, man. We'll catch up next Monday.
All right, man. Enjoy it.
You got it, Mike Schaefer. Huskers 24/7 Sports. All right, 1 o'clock hour straight ahead. Burr's going to stop by at 1:30. Game time.